Good morning. Skies have cleared out on the backside of that ocean storm across most of interior New York and New England. Still some clouds hanging on across portions of central and eastern New England. In these locations, temperatures are in the upper 30s and lower 40s, while the rest of the region, with clear skies, dropping back toward freezing. So that's where we'll start the day, and with a decent amount of sunshine and high pressure in control, we'll see readings climb on the heels of an increasing south wind quickly through the 40s and 50s and into the 60s during the afternoon, and many places will even top out in the lower 70s by late day today. The fact that that coastal storm is still hanging out close to Cape Cod will keep the next front from approaching too quickly. In fact, it'll probably wait until later this evening and overnight tonight across most of our region. Still, clouds will be on the increase tonight with scattered showers developing, maybe even a rumble of thunder through the evening, and then past midnight across New England. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy, and temperatures tonight will drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. We'll continue to clear things out behind the front during the day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds and northwest breeze keeping it a bit cooler but still close to average with highs reaching into the lower 60s. Weak disturbances will pass through from time to time for the period Friday into Tuesday of next week. Still, not enough energy to squeeze out much in the way of rain shower action, but a mix of sun and clouds from time to time as temperatures climb from the upper 50s for highs on Friday into the mid-60s for both weekend days, and then upper 60s to around 70 with a mix of sun and clouds to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, runoff from last week's intense Midwest rainfall is still keeping several rivers in major flood stage today, especially across parts of Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, and Michigan. The larger rivers, such as the Mississippi and Illinois, will take longer to recede and remain in major flood stage through the weekend. Numerous flood warnings remain in effect. And the latest cool front will produce showers and thunderstorms through the lower Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and Kentucky today, but most of these storms will stay below severe limits. Meanwhile, record cold in the wake of this front has settled into parts of Texas and the southern plains. The cold air will lift out quickly, though, through this afternoon. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Key West, Florida, at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time back on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Savonlinna, Finland, at 12:42 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 36 degrees with a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog in 33 degrees, the dew point 31, 92% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.06 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 10 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 60s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo a chance of showers with temperatures staying in the 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 55 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 43, that's 8 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 2.39 inches for the month, which is 5/100 below normal. And 8.01 inches for the year, which is 2.43 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 478, that's 49 above normal, and 5,975 for the season, which is 327 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low, 40, the record high, 81, set in 2001 and in 1885, and the record low 25 in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 5:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:48 p.m., 13 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds later today, becoming breezy and mild, with highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Showers likely tonight with lows near 40 back into the 30s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine followed by increasing clouds later today, becoming breezy and mild with highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today with highs near 70. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows near 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a bit cooler, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s on Friday. Sunshine, mixed with clouds over the weekend, highs both days in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, with highs early next week in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.